Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development for June 23, 2015. We are gathered for the purpose of public hearing and work session on House Bill 2730 relating to transportation. And I would ask Ms. Naburka to introduce the subject.
Thank you, Chair Johnson. Committee members, House Bill 2730 eliminates the current limit on the number of special registration license plates and replaces it with a new system with a directive to ODOT to create a program for new special registration plates to be approved administratively for production and distribution. The measure also creates two new special vehicle registration plates, a Portland Trailblazers plate, which will raise revenue for the Trailblazers Foundation, and a breast cancer awareness plate, which will raise money for the Oregon Health Authority Fund. Materials on the background for this bill are on OLIS, and there will be two amendments proposed that we can talk about after we take testimony if you like.
Thank you, colleagues. I'm AWOL from another committee, so respectfully, and I think you guys are AWOL from the floor, respectfully, I'm going to ask our very distinguished guests to come up and provide testimony. And with that, I would invite Mr. Bill Shonley. And if Mr. Llewellyn would like to join him, please feel free to do so.
Thank you.
We're honored to have both of you here. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, Co-Chair Johnson, Co-Chair Mr. Gomberg, ladies and gentlemen of the committee. We appreciate your time and attention this afternoon for a few moments. As some of you know, I've been part of this Trailblazer organization.
May I interrupt you, sir? While every Oregonian knows your voice, for the purpose of maintaining the record, would you be kind enough to introduce yourself?
Oh. I'm Bill Shawnee, Portland Trailblazer, since 1970, and many other things, and happy to be here on behalf of this bill. And I mentioned I've been with the Trailblazer since 1970. When our founding president, Harry Glickman, convinced me to leave the old Seattle Pilots up there, that was a Major League Baseball team, to be the first broadcast voice of this new NBA franchise called the Portland Trailblazers. And I had a feeling that something special at some point was about to happen, and the ride has indeed been very, very special. So speaking briefly this afternoon, I wanted to express gratitude on behalf of the entire Trailblazer organization and Trailblazer fans who are everywhere that we've reached this important point with House Bill 2730. It's close to my heart, as well as many other people. Now, like most legislative processes, the one driving this bill has been thorough. It has involved lots of time, conversation, and input from you and your colleagues on both sides of the aisle, and for that we say thank you very, very much. Since the process began, the prospect of a Trailblazer specialty license plate for Oregon vehicles has been very, very exciting. We've heard from lots of fans, who intend to proudly display our specialty plate if it becomes available. And you can count my wife Dottie and me, proud Oregon residents for nearly 50 years, among the group that will be driving our vehicles and having those plates on. Now, I use the word if about the license plate because that's where you and your colleagues come in. We realize there is still legislative ground to cover. This journey from prospective bill to Oregon law is not over yet. Hopefully, it is getting close. So in addition to expressing our gratitude, we also ask for your support and your affirmative votes. In doing so, you will make history in authorizing the first ever specialty license plate for a professional sports team in our great state of Oregon. At the same time, you allow Trailblazer fans to show their Trailblazers pride statewide, generate revenue for the state, and help the Trailblazers Foundation financially support youth-focused initiatives of deserving nonprofits from around Oregon. As I've been involved in this process, ladies and gentlemen, as a Trailblazer ambassador, I've learned more about Oregon's license plates and everyone else's plates than I ever thought I would. And I'm the only guy in the state has Rip City plates all by himself. By not having a specialty plate that celebrates any professional sports teams, Oregon is actually in the minority nationally. But now, we all have an opportunity to remedy that with House Bill 2730. To me now, I've got to say this is a no-brainer for our state. And if all of you make your free throws, we're going to do okay. So thank you for your time, ladies and gentlemen. We look forward to a positive outcome to further underscore that the Trailblazers aren't just Portland's team, they're Oregon's team. It'll work, I assure you. Now, would you hear from Trailblazer Vice President Michael Llewellyn? Michael?
Thank you, Bill. Co-Chair Johnson, Co-Chair Gomberg, members of the committee, in the interest of time, I will yield my time and answer any questions perhaps that the committee may have for us. I do bring you assurances that we will be good stewards of the surcharge that is raised from this, and we will report back annually to the legislature on how the dollars are being spent and where they're being spent. That you can count on us for. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Llewellyn. Colleagues, any questions of this panel?
Just
Senator
Hansel.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for your testimony today. I live probably further away than all but one or two of the legislators. I just want to make sure. I do feel that Trailblazers are Oregon's team. Listened faithfully with my kids as they were growing up, still do, on KUMA in Pendleton, Oregon. But I want to make sure that the money that goes to the Youth Development Fund will be distributed, or will those of us outside of the Portland metro area will have the ability, our youth programs, to access or at least apply for, be involved in the possibility of benefiting from this.
Yes. Co-Chair Johnson, Co-Chair Gomberg, Senator Hansel, yes, that is the plan. The way our foundation is structured, we already do grant making outside of the Portland metropolitan area. There's flexibility in the foundation bylaws that will allow us, if need be, to be sure that there is representation and that there is input from other parts of the state, that we're flexible enough to have some regional representation within our foundation board of directors to be sure that the far-flung regions of Oregon have a voice.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Llewellyn, I just want to pick a small bone with the Trailblazers.
Yes, ma'am.
The day you won the championship, I graduated from law school, and our graduation was so overshadowed by the statewide hysteria about the Trailblazers winning the championship. It is forever etched in my heart. That's how I remember what day I graduated. Thank you both very much for coming.
Madam Co-Chair, before this distinguished panel leaves, you graduated in June of 1976.
Do we have to mention?
Well, the 1977, what am I thinking? And the only reason I mention that is because as you were graduating from law school.
Don't say it. Thank you very much. He was going to say it was in fifth grade
I was I was getting my master's degree at Oregon State University and was asked to lead the invocation for 30,000 people. And there were 20,000, what we used to call transistor radios, in Gill Coliseum. Nobody heard a word I said.
And we won't ask Representative Reed how old he was on that day. Thank you very much, both of you, for coming. We'd invite Amy Joyce from ODOT to come forward.
Great. Thank you, Co-Chair Johnson.
Thank you, Chair Gomberg.
Thank you. And colleagues, as Ms. Joyce comes forward, and we now have another senator, I am going to excuse myself and go back to the committee. Before you, just as Co-Chair Gomberg expressed his appreciation for the opportunity to serve with all of you, the little gifts before you are a token of my appreciation for your service on the committee and a tangible recognition of what a pleasure this was to serve with all of you. And with that, I'm going to excuse myself.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Well, seems I actually do have the gavel one last time. So, please.
Chair Gomberg and members of the committee, Amy Joyce from the Department of Transportation, just here to provide a little bit of information regarding the amendment before you. As staff indicated, the bill really does four, I would say, primary things. two of which are to create the opportunity for two new plates, the Blazer plate and the breast cancer awareness plate. Those are two of the elements of the bill. Another element of the bill is transferring really the need for addressing new specialty plates over to the department so that the legislature no longer would need to sort of address these kinds of requests every session. The fourth sort of minor part is ending kind of grandfathering in existing group plates. That's a different kind of a program, but similar to specialty, but ending that program and putting all these sorts of new fundraising type plates in that specialty plate program and making an administrative function over at the Department of Transportation. Be happy to get into any of the minutia that anybody would like to hear about. Barring any questions about that, I'll just move on to a couple of issues for you to consider as you look at this amendment. One of them is that, sort of fundamentally this producing and supporting these fundraising license plate is outside of the core mission of the Department of Transportation and the DMV. The core missions are promoting driver safety, protecting financial and ownership interests in vehicles, and collecting revenue for the State Highway Fund for the maintenance and operation creation of our state highway system. Of course, we already do some things that are outside of our core mission, and we acknowledge that, some existing license plates. We do things like sign up people for organ donation. We help people sign up for voter registration. We recognize veterans. We do some other things as well, but this is another item outside of our core mission. The other thing to keep in mind is that with these fundraising license plates, what we've seen over the course of time, the addition of additional plates, is that these things just don't tend to sell as well as people expect that they will. We found over time that roughly about 10% of Oregonians are willing to pony up extra money to pay for a special good-looking license plate. That's stayed pretty constant over time. So as you add new options for folks, that pie remains about the same size, but the slices get smaller. So over time, we've seen these plates sell less and less well. So that's just something to keep in mind as we add new plates. And the kind of the poster child for that is the Keep Kids Safe license plate. It was added by the 2012 legislature under the GROUP program. You might not have heard much about it, but a unique background went through the legislature. And after 2 years, they failed to sell enough plates to continue in existence. And so they've gone defunct, sold out other plates. And I think they probably didn't make as much money in revenues as it cost to start that up. So that's sort of the poster child for that cautionary tale. Certainly wonderful causes being promoted here, as was the Kids Sit plate, which was preventing child abuse. So for your information, I put that information out there, and if you have any questions for me about the program or the amendment, I'm happy to answer any of those questions.
Mr. Chair. Just,
please. Yes, Senator.
Well, being as the only one on the dais that was actually here in 1977 when the Blazers won the championship, I can say that this plate will sell beautifully when we win another championship. Hopefully that'll be in a short time. I'm getting older and I keep waiting. I'm not quite as old as Sean, but I'm close. So I remember attending the games at the old Memorial Coliseum in 1977. When the Blazers with Bill Walton and company won the championship. It was an exciting time. I think a lot of Portlanders and Oregonians still remember that. I think this plate will sell pretty well right now, but boy, when we win another championship, it'll sell like gangbusters.
Thank you, Senator. My question regards options for the future. If we are going to ask you to put together a process for reviewing future applications, do we have any sense of what kind of time frame we're looking at?
Chair Gomberg, the bill says that portion that where DMV would put in place a new process goes operative July 1 of 2016. We think there's going to be some pretty extensive rule writing around that, and we'll want some stakeholder involvement to make sure we hit all the issues. What the thought process here is, it's going to be an objective process. You have to meet certain standards, have to be one of the three types of entities that.
That's a good answer. I appreciate that. The House members are being called back, so you think I can take about 2 minutes and we'll get this taken care of?
I think so. 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Yeah, we're in work session. Senator Monroe, would you care to move the Dash 4 amendments to House Bill 2730?
Mr. Co-Chair, I would move the Dash 4 amendments to House Bill 2730.
Colleagues, any discussion, any questions, any objections? The Dash 4 are adopted. Senator, how do you feel about the Dash A6 amendments?
Mr. Co-Chair, I would move the Dash A6 amendment to House Bill 2730.
All right. Colleagues, questions, discussion, objections? Motion carries.
Mr. Co-Chair, I would move House Bill 2730 as amended to the full Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Senator. Let's note that Representative Whitsitt and Senator Johnson are excused. Colleagues, comments, questions? Let me just say, colleagues, that I am fully aware of the fatigue within the legislature of addressing these various requests year after year after year, and the desire to stop picking winners and losers and send this off to an agency for perhaps a more objective review. I like the two plates that are before us, but I will tell you that if they are selected going out the door as the winners, I represent a district that has proposed one of the losers, and I have promised the folks back home that I would not be voting yes on a new plate until I was able to get the plate that they have proposed. It's not in this package. I'm in the awkward position of holding the gavel but being a no vote on this motion, but I'll presuming the rest of you disagree with my position, we'll move this bill forward. Anything else? All right. For the comments, questions, are there objections? Note that I'll be a no.
Mr. Co-Chair, I'll help you with yours next session.
I appreciate that very much. And the motion does carry. Congratulations. We'll look forward to that new championship, gentlemen.
Mr. Co-Chair, I'm happy to carry it.
All right. Senator Hansel will carry to full and to the Senate. And Representative Reed will carry to the House.
Actually, we should ask Representative Barton to give us
that. All right. Let's check with Representative Barton. And we need to get back to the floor for a vote. Colleagues, it has been a great pleasure, and I suspect that Senator Johnson has not given us cheese. we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thanks so much,
Jules. Yes, please.